What's going on, y'all? This is the Claw Athletics Podcast, CAP. But this is no cap because every single episode is super focused, super dialed in on a single health topic. And everything in these episodes is based on research and 4 years of coaching actual human clients. And most importantly, every episode is so practical that you can take action on the topic today. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about the common denominators that I've seen amongst my most successful clients. So I've been coaching clients for about 4 years, and out of those 4 years, I think of a few names of clients who, above and away, they were just the most successful clients when it comes to truly transforming their fitness journey, accomplishing what they set out to accomplish, and going way beyond what they set out to accomplish. So a quick shout out, I'll give their names. I'm thinking of Dom, I'm thinking of Lauren, I'm thinking of Quinn, Adam, and a few others, but they're the first names that came to mind when I think of, again, people who just, we had a goal to get from A to B, and we went from A to Z throughout that journey. And so I want to give you guys some of those common denominators that I've observed amongst those really successful clients, because hopefully you can take some of that and apply it to your own fitness journey. So to dive in, the first thing I'll say before I get into these three common denominators, the theme for all of them is these clients are what I call all in, meaning they decided that, you know what, my absolute priority is my health and fitness. I am all in. I'm committing to this journey, to this change. I don't care. I am all in. And so that is the theme I want you to keep in mind when you hear all of these different denominators, these similarities between these clients. So the very first one that I would say is for my most successful clients, they treated nutrition as a true priority. Give you some examples. All of these people, they were tracking their calories, not just Monday through Thursday, but on the weekend as well. They were tracking calories consistently. All of these people were cooking at home on a regular basis. Or if they were not cooking, they were using a meal delivery service. And all these people were getting a lot of protein. Even Lauren, as an example, one of my female clients, she was eating probably 120 grams or more of protein every single day. So when I think of nutrition and being all in, again, every single day they were tracking their calories every day. They were cooking very regular basis. And on top of that, they were getting their protein. So these are not clients or people who are saying, you know what, I want to track calories on the weekdays, but the weekends, that's my time, right? That's not being all in. You know, these are not people who are saying, hey, I want to get healthy and fit, but I don't really have time to cook. You know, again, that's not being all in. So that's the first principle, the first similarity I've seen in these clients who are uber successful was they really treated nutrition as a 7-day-a-week priority. It doesn't mean that they never had a cheat meal or they never went out to a party, but they were so damn consistent that if they went out to one party on a Saturday, it didn't really matter because before that Saturday, they had stacked up 12 or 13 really great days when it comes to their nutrition. So the first similarity, again, is nutrition was an absolute priority for these people. Number two is each of these clients, they were not very big drinkers, right? Again, I'm not saying that they were completely sober. I'm not saying they never had a party or that they never went out or they never had a friend's wedding and had a drink. But these were the kind of clients who were like, hey, you know what? Like, I'm a social drinker, but I know how to keep it in moderation. And a lot of times they would go the entire week either without drinking at all, or if they did, they might have one night where they had two or three drinks, you know? And again, if you combine that with the first principle we said with nutrition being a priority, if a person has 7 great days when it comes to their nutrition, they're also working out, and then they have, you know, one night where they're having two or three drinks, those two or three are honestly not going to set you back pretty far in your health and fitness journey. So number one was nutrition was priority. Number two, again, was for them, I'm not saying that they were completely sober, but drinking, it just wasn't a big, big facet of their life. So the third one I would say is just they had a certain mentality, right? So I'm going to share, and it's really multiple mentalities that I'm going to combine into one. I've already mentioned before that they were very all in. You know, they decided that come hell or high water, this is the time I'm changing my health and fitness, period. This is my priority. I'm all in, right? Another thing that I've noticed in these clients when it comes to just their mentalities is we're very, very big on preparation. So when I say preparation, I mean, again, they were going to the grocery store, thinking about their meals for the week ahead of time. What meals do I want to cook this week based on my macros? And what groceries do I need to buy to set myself up for success? When I think of preparation, I think of they were meal prepping on the weekends. You know, when I think of preparation, I think of, hey, if they had a big event on a Saturday, maybe they knew they had a wedding that Saturday. They were thinking about that the entire week. So if that meant that, hey, instead of doing workouts on the weekend, I'm going to do extra workouts during the week. That way on Saturday, I don't have to work out. They were doing that. If that meant that I know on Saturday, I'm going to eat more calories than normal. And so during the week, I need to pull my caloric target back by 100 or 200 calories in order to make room for Saturday. They were doing that. If that meant that, hey, there's a weird event this weekend, I'm traveling, I'm going to this hotel gym, I don't know what equipment I have, I need to text my coach. They were doing that. And so preparation. The other P word I would use is process. These clients were very process oriented. They had an ability to think long term and to say, you know what, I know where I want to be in 6 months or 7 months, and I'm not going to ride that emotional roller coaster, the ups and downs of my fluctuating results day to day. I am just going to focus on, within my process, what do I need to execute and get done in order to be where I want to be in 6 months, in a year, so on and so forth. So to make that very practical, instead of every day looking at the scale and saying today's a good day because the number went down, or today's a bad day because the number went up, their mindset was more so, today is a good day if I get my workout done. Today is a good day if I drink my gallon of water. Today is a good day if I hit my macronutrients. Today is a good day if I get to bed on time, so on and so forth. They were so dialed into the long-term process, and they put their focus on, what do I have to do today to be successful in 6 months? And so to summarize all those things, I would say again, for my absolute most successful clients, and these are things that if you're listening, you have to take these and you can apply them to your own health and fitness journey. The three things I would say is, number one, nutrition for them was an absolute priority, not just during the weekdays, but even on weekends, nutrition was a priority. Number two, they were not very big drinkers. Again, they had a drink every once in a while. I'm not saying they were sober, but it was in moderation, and it was not a very big aspect of their life. And then number three, all those mentalities, you know, they were all in. They were all about preparation. They were all about the process. Those mentalities were what they all shared in common. And so, again, those are my most successful clients. I'll shout them out one more time. Dom, I know you're listening. Lauren, I know you're listening. Quinn, Adam, I know Alex. There's definitely a few more I could name, but those are the main similarities. And once again, I share that because if nothing else, take one of those three and apply it to your own health and fitness journey starting today. For more health conversations, please consider subscribing to the podcast and follow me on Instagram at Coach Corey Lawson. But remember, it is not enough to just listen, nor is it enough to just scroll. You must take action, because nothing works unless you do the work. Go execute. Until next time, peace.